good evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. For his, quote, selfless service, community leadership, and unwavering commitment to preserving the Cayman Islands seafaring heritage, Mr. Denniston Tibbetts has been appointed an officer of the Order of the Cayman Islands. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks presided over a private investiture ceremony earlier this month, and as Mr. Tibbetts is unwell, the insignia, warrant, and citation were presented to Mr. Tibbetts' daughters, Denise Tibbetts and Krista Tibbetts Burgos.
Thank you very
much. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
We're truly grateful for this honor, for the public recognition that it portrays.
Mr. Tibbetts played a valuable role in preserving Cayman's heritage by his long service as president of the Cayman Islands Seafarers Association. The announcement coincided with Thursday's local commemoration of the International Day of the Seafarer. Crown Prosecutor Ben Brown has secured a conviction in the Grand Court for a man charged with rape. On Friday, a Grand Court jury found Adrian George Gordon guilty of raping a woman in October 2024. Gordon denied the charges and did not take the stand during the week-long trial before Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards KC, head of the Criminal Division of Grand Court. The conviction stems from an incident where Gordon met the complainant at Georgetown Bar and later offered her a ride home. The woman, who testified over 2 days, told the jury that once she arrived at her apartment, Gordon became aggressive, pulling her hair and punching her before she submitted to sex out of fear. Her testimony, along with the Crown's case, painted a frightening picture of fear, compulsion, and serious abuse. Neighbors recounted seeing the complainant running naked from her home, shouting for help, before an equally naked Gordon dragged her back inside by the hair and slammed the door. One neighbor told the police that Gordon appeared possessed or under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Police arrested Gordon at the residence shortly after neighbors heard the woman cry and scream, "Please don't let him kill me." Prosecutor Brown reminded the jury that Gordon's first concern after his arrest was for his car, not for the victim. Defense attorney Krista Brady attempted to portray the complainant as a sex worker, alleging that Gordon had been drugged and robbed, a narrative the jury ultimately rejected. Jurors returned a 5-2 majority verdict for rape and a unanimous verdict for assault occasioning actual bodily harm. Gordon has been remanded at HMP Northward pending a victim impact statement, a pre-sentencing report, and submissions on both sides ahead of his sentencing in October. Turning to the Parliament, while tabling the 2025 Ponciana Rehabilitation Centre annual report, it reveals the facility remains understaffed. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
Ponciana Rehabilitation Centre, located in East End, is a tertiary care residential mental health facility under the Ministry of Health, set up for residents over the age of 18 with, quote, serious and persistent mental illness to be cared for, quote, holistically in a safe and secure environment.
The report indicates major successes in clinical duties, reflecting effective treatment planning and patient management, as well as in governance and compliance duties, reflecting strong oversight and community engagement. Residents have reported they feel safe, comfortable, and well cared for. However, the facility continues to operate below maximum capacity, with 4 out of 9 cottages currently occupied.
The Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes told MPs this quote indicates the facility continues to struggle with staffing. In fact, it's operating with less than half of the required staffing capacity. She says Ponciana is taking steps to resolve this, such as providing psychiatric training to upskill experienced local nursing assistants and registered nurses, and expanding recruitment outreach abroad.
However, the facility's ability to hire and train much-needed staff is further limited, and this has required budget reallocations and preparation of business cases for additional funding.
She says further issues, quote, include delays in processing payments and procurements.
Despite these difficulties, the Ponciana team remains resilient and committed, ensuring continuity of operations and maintaining a high standard of care throughout the year.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can find the full report at parliament.ky/business under House Documents. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The government has appointed a new director for Customs and Border Control. Minister for Home Affairs, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, tells Radio Cayman Marlon Bodden's appointment reflects his, quote, proven leadership, extensive and unwavering commitment to serving and protecting the people of the Cayman Islands.
Throughout his career, he has demonstrated integrity, professionalism, and a strong dedication to public service.
Mr. Bodden, who currently serves as Deputy Director for Management Support Services, brings more than 3 decades of public service and law enforcement experience to the role. As director, he will provide strategic leadership for CBC, overseeing the organization's effort to protect the Cayman Islands border, facilitate lawful trade and travel, collect and safeguard government revenue, and strengthen public safety and national security. Mr. Bodden will be taking the reins from outgoing director Bruce Smith on Wednesday. Plans are in place to bring more affordable homes to the sister islands. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
The Sister Islands Affordable Housing Development Corporation is advancing construction of new affordable homes at the Highlands in the Spot Bay Bluff area of Cayman Brac. The first phase includes 4 3-bedroom homes currently under construction, with additional phases planned subject to, quote, contractor availability and approved funding. The development corporation says the current goal is to construct a minimum of 4 homes annually, with additional homes added as, quote, financial realities that allow each year. In the meantime, the Sister Islands Affordable Housing Development Corporation says it has temporarily paused the acceptance of new applications while existing applications are reviewed under updated policies. The group says the pause will give them time to address application backlogs and support the transition to, quote, more structured process for prioritizing applicants with the most urgent housing needs. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Thank you, Dion. Construction at the Highlands is expected to be completed in the third quarter of this year. As the Cayman Islands' longest-serving deputy governor prepares to step down, he's leaving behind a civil service that looks very different from the one he joined at the age of 16, especially when it comes to the role of the women who now lead it. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
Outgoing Deputy Governor, the Honorable Frantz Manderson, sat down for an exit interview on For the Record this morning. Looking back on 4 decades in public service, he says the numbers tell their own story.
We will have our first female Deputy Governor next week. Women dominate the civil service. They are about 55%. Women are paid more than men in the civil service. 60% of the promotions that we do in the civil service are women. So I feel really good about where we are with ensuring that our women get their rightful place.
Mr. Manderson began his career in a female-dominated immigration department and credits early supervisors with shaping how he leads. When it comes to who gets the job, he says the rule is simple.
Appoint the right person. Let us not look at male or female, just appoint the right person. And we have seen some tremendous young women now coming into the service. I'm actually not seeing enough young men coming in.
He has also watched attitudes toward public service shift. The deputy governor remembers when filling a single post was a struggle.
I remember trying to recruit an immigration officer, you know, when I was chief immigration officer in 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, or in the 1990s. And we would have to advertise a few times to get somebody good. Now, you know, 400 Caymanians applied to become a customs officer or a CBC officer. So we have been able to change people's attitudes about the civil service and that it is a great place to work.
Mr. Manderson, who rose from a $5,000 a year clerical officer to the top civil servant in the islands, says skills, discipline, and dedication carried him. Lessons he hopes the next generation will take forward.
There's no substitute for hard work, for putting in long hours, for dedicating yourself to the job. There's no reason to compromise your integrity. And once you keep those things intact, you know, you're going to do well.
Mr. Manderson's last day in the civil service is July 7th, his birthday, the same day he joined 44 years ago. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman newsroom at the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.